So I had to record this while I was driving because I will forget. But every channel is talking about the Super Bowl ads. I don't watch the Super Bowl. I don't. Sports are fixed. Everything's rigged. It should be pretty obvious by now. If you've got something better to do, if you don't have something better to do than to sit and watch a Super Bowl, I just don't know what to tell you, man. Seriously. Because it's all predictive programming. It's all MKUltra. It's just not good for the soul. But everybody's talking about the Ring camera issue. And they're like, this is insane. 10 million dogs go disappearing every year. Really? Because I get a lot of people that reach out over the last couple of decades with all sorts of different things. And I've never once heard of someone losing their dog. Since 2020, I've met well over 200,000 people. 200,000. And none of them are like, oh my God, my dogs are missing left and right. Let me ask you this. How come nobody's asking the question, why didn't they say, we can use the Ring cameras on your house that we're using to monitor you? Like the Amazon Echo or the Amazon Alexa that so many people are stupid enough to have in their houses. Why didn't they say we could use the Ring camera not to find your lost dog, but to find all the tens of thousands of children that go missing in the United States every month? How come they didn't say that? Why wouldn't they say that? Why would they just say, well, we can find your dog? I mean, because using Amazon's system, according to them, they found one dog a day. All right. A little kid with a marker and a staple gun could find one dog a day if he was really looking. So 10 million dogs go missing every year, but you can find 365 of them in a year. It's laughable, it's ludicrous, and it's all part of the system. And everyone's talking about them building the system out. They're not building the system out, they're just every day introducing a new piece and familiarizing and trying to normalize every piece to people. The system is up. The system is ready. The system's all around us. And more than half the population has literally paid their own money to be monitored by the overlords. And Dan Dix, before I just unsubscribed to him because of his ridiculous sponsor, something about steroids and Olympic gold medalists and the stock market and blah, blah, blah. It just made no sense. He sounded exactly like every politician I've ever heard. I just had to unsubscribe because, believe it or not, it's not worth it. But according to Dan Dix, because I'm driving, so he's doing the research, so there you go. 66% of the people in Missouri or Oklahoma, one of the two, were surveyed. And 66% said that they would be good with the government intertwining everybody's personal cameras to use for their own interests. And then 63%, Dan didn't catch either one of these numbers at all, 63% would want more drones in the air to fight crime, stop crime. Well, you know what would stop crime? Turning the clock back to before they started using television, music, drugs, and the police force to make crime much, much worse. Much, much, much worse. You know what I mean? Don't you think it's strange that the FBI, Hoover originally denied the existence of the mafia for years and years and years and years until Apalachicola happened and he had to acknowledge it? You know what I mean? Dudes on the street can't get heroin or cocaine. You can't grow it in America. And I suppose you could, but you really can't. And most urban youths can't build a Glock for themselves or can't build a shotgun or an AR. But there's plenty of places selling them. No big deal. I mean, it's unbelievable to me. It's crazy to me that this is all going down. But that's my two cents real quick on the Ring camera situation. If you have a Ring camera on your house, rip it down right now, okay? Hoping to get some viral YouTube clip It ain't worth it, man. You got cameras in your house? It's just like a camera on your laptop. Cover that thing. And if you do, it's still going to burn a hole through the cell phone, the laptop camera coverer. Just like I showed you. It's crazy, man. Totally, totally crazy. At any rate.
If transparency is so important to you, why is it so hard to get details about a lot of what you're actually doing, especially programs that don't involve warfighters?
That's a very fair question. So transparency around what's being done with the data, the technical transparency, I think we're quite good at. Transparency around our clients, in many cases, our hands are tied. There are a lot of clauses in these contracts about what we're allowed to talk about, and we respect that.
Well, that's a great escape hatch for you.
You know, sometimes you luck into things that work well for you.
And one of the biggest places you've been criticized is for your work at the border with immigration and customs enforcement. Was there ever a time that you wished you had not done work for ICE?
Absolutely. Completely.
You wish you'd never done it?
No. You asked, is there ever a time? Did I suffer? Look, everyone in my family thinks voting for Biden is right of center. I've had some of my favorite employees leave.
Over ICE?
Over ICE. I had people protesting me, some of whom I think asked really legitimate questions. I have asked myself, if I were younger at college, would I be protesting me?
It sounds like yes. What is their most valid criticism?
That if you are involved in anything that one instance of injustice, does it tarnish all instances of justice? And I see this question in every single thing we do. And by the way, not just in ICE. I see that this with our work with clandestine services. I mean, our product is used on occasion to kill people.
This is drone targeting, or what is this?
Targeting of all kinds. If you're looking for a terrorist in the world now, you're probably using our government product, and you're probably doing the operation that actually takes out the person in another product we build.
This is Milo.
Pets are family. But every year, 10 million go missing. And the way we look for them hasn't changed in years. Until now. One post of a dog's photo in the Ring app starts outdoor cameras looking for a match. Search Party from Ring uses AI to help families find lost dogs. Since launch, more than a dog a day has been reunited with their family.
Be a hero in your neighborhood with Search Party. Available to everyone for free. Right now.
This will include the largest ever rollout of live facial recognition technologies across England and Wales. We know this approach works. In London...
For Aussies, a good night's sleep starts at the front door. New home security cameras don't just record, they tell you what happened.
I want to know what the bumps in the night might be, or if the dog's going around just chasing things in the yard.
Mum of two, Justine Firth, is testing out the most talked about feature, video descriptions.
The app's telling me that there's a person carrying a box, and that's the time and date. But it's also got a really detailed description.
Brands like Arlo, Riolink and Amazon are supercharging their cameras with AI. But the best part, these new technologies won't cost you a fortune, with prices starting from $119.
Now, AI can understand what's captured in a video and actually describe that to you in text and then send you a message explaining what the video is so you don't have to actually go and watch the video.
Aussie homes are getting smarter. About 31% now run a security system.
Well, soon your camera will be able to recognize familiar faces. And if your dog goes missing, it'll send alerts to people nearby to help find your pooch.
No matter what you buy, the biggest tip...
You want to also make sure you look at how much the subscription costs are, because you'll need to pay that every month.
At nearly 6 feet tall, the newest police recruit on patrol in the city of Woohoo commands attention, less because of the uniform than the six high-definition cameras and advanced sensors under that hat that allow the AI-powered robot called R001 to manage the flow of traffic and people in the streets and around the clock. It looks just like a real person at first sight, says this pedestrian. Real-life robocops like this have been rolled out in other Chinese cities too, including Chengdu, Hangzhou, and Shanghai. One of the police instructors says the robots work alongside human traffic officers, or they can tap into the traffic lights to work solo.
Starting next week, my government will implement the following actions. First, we will change the law in Spain to hold platform executives legally accountable for many infringements taking place on their sites. This means that CEOs of these techno platforms will face criminal liability for failing to remove illegal or hateful content. And for that, we governments need to stop turning a blind eye to the toxic content shared under their watch. Second, we will turn algorithmic manipulation and amplification of illegal content into a new criminal offense. This information doesn't appear by itself. It is created, promoted, and spread by certain actors. We will go after them as well as after the platforms whose algorithms amplify the disinformation for profit. No more hiding behind code. No more pretending that technology is neutral. Third, we will implement a hate and polarization footprint, a system to track, quantify, and expose how digital platforms fuel division and amplify hate. For too long, hate has been treated as invisible and untraceable, but we will change that, developing a tool that will provide the basis for undertaking future penalties, because spreading hate must come at a cost. A legal cost, of course, a financial cost, and a moral cost that platforms can no longer afford to ignore. Fourth, Spain will ban access to social media for minors under the age of 16. Platforms will be required to implement effective age verification systems, not just checkboxes, but real barriers that work. Today, our children are exposed to a space they were never meant to navigate alone. A space of addiction, abuse, pornography, manipulation, violence. We will no longer accept that. We will protect them from the digital Wild West. Fifth and last, my government will work with our public prosecutor to investigate and pursue the infringement committed by Grok, TikTok, and Instagram. We will have zero tolerance on this matter, and we will defend our digital sovereignty against foreign coercion.
Civil liberty advocates and some lawmakers are sounding the alarm on the privacy risks of federal agents using surveillance toolkits during immigration enforcement operations.
Yeah, armed with facial recognition on their smartphones and professional camera gear, ICE agents are actually photographing the faces of the people they encounter during their daily operations. So it's all setting a new precedent for street-level surveillance and raising a lot of new privacy concerns.
NBC News AI fellow Jared Perlow joins us now with this story. Good morning, Jared. And Jared, your article this morning reveals how these ICE agents are using these tactics during their interactions, their daily interactions, with both possible targets and also the people, the citizens who are observing all of this, right? What's happening out there and how is it different today how they're using these tools?
Well, so I think it's important to realize that facial recognition itself is not new. We've had this technology for decades. Many people use it, millions of people use it every day when they open up their smartphone or when they go through TSA. But what's happening now with ICE and Border Patrol officers seems like an incredibly new phenomenon and in decently scary ways, according to the people we talk to. So it seems like there's two different ways they're using it. One, they're using a new app called Mobile Fortify from the Department of Homeland Security. And this app basically allows officers on their smartphone to determine somebody's citizenship status. So we've seen this happen, or we've heard reports of this happening in Minneapolis, for example, where ICE agents will go up to an individual, they'll ask about that person's citizenship status. If they don't have papers on them or documents proving their citizenship, then they can then scan a photo of that person's face using this app, and it will run through its algorithm and determine whether that person is a citizen or not. The other way that we've seen this facial technology, facial recognition technology being used is to take pictures of observers. Mm. So we've talked to people in Minnesota and in Maine who went out to observe ICE. They were at a gas station in some cases. They were looking at what the ICE agents were doing. Then the officers took pictures of them and in some cases said that their photo was going into a database potentially of domestic terrorists. So it's a pretty concerning situation.
The RoboCops aren't designed to be particularly fast or fearsome, but they are a key part of a wider strategy here to show off China's advances in robotics and to make machines more familiar to the humans whose lives they'll soon be transforming. Chinese robots have moved quickly from factory floors to daily life since 2015 when China's government declared robotics an industry to dominate. It has scaled up to produce 595,000 industrial robots and 13.5 million service robots in the first three quarters of last year. Morgan Stanley predicts China's robotics market will hit $108 billion by 2028. There are now more than 150 companies making humanoids.
So how long have you worked here?
We went inside one of the leading firms called Unitree last year and met G1EDU. The robotics industry is backed by state funding, a lot of it, as well as venture capital. China's supply chain and talent pool help, too.
Describe the pace at which robots and humanoids are evolving here.
Once it will work, it will go very fast. I think the unsolved problem at the moment is really still the brains. You don't want to have a robot that does a job 90% right. You need to have it do it over 99% right.
The robotics craze here is also powered by a state-sponsored public relations machine. Videos across social media show off robots kicking and performing stunts. Last year, Beijing hosted the first ever World Humanoid Robot Games, with robots in all shapes and sizes competing in events ranging from soccer to sorting luggage. These days, it's about accelerating embodied AI to build robot brains that can both think and interact with humans. With China's aging population and declining birth rate, robots and humanoids will change the future of work and daily life here.